The Alawai Canal. It's overdue for an overhaul. The flood control project is the subject of today's reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Anita Hofschneider is on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's the snapshot? Where are we at with this project?
Well, just to give you some background, every year there's a 1% chance that there will be a catastrophic flood that would wipe out Waikiki. A lot of people don't realize that, but the Alawai Canal is expected to overflow. It's called the 1-in-100 years flood. And this is something that the state and the federal government have been preparing for and studying and trying to figure out how they could minimize the damage caused by such a big event.
You know, I recall going down there during the king tides, the highest high tide, last summer, and was just amazed at how the waters were lapping at the edges. It was kind of a little scary.
Exactly. And it would be very destructive because, as you know, Waikiki is at the heart of Hawaii's tourism economy. And the engineers over at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers estimate that it would cost at least $1 billion to repair the potential damage from this flood, and that 3,000 structures could be damaged or affected.
Right. And the Army Corps of Engineers has a plan, a proposal to put up some walls to help kind of mitigate the floodwaters from going into Waikiki. Talk about that.
Exactly. Well, as part of the mitigation efforts, engineers have studied it and found that there's a need for flood walls along the Alawai Canal that would be an average of 4 feet high. So in some areas, they could be as low as 1 foot, but in other areas, as high as 6 feet. And that would essentially prevent the water from overflowing in the case of this flood.
Right. Now, some folks might think, oh, my goodness, a 6 foot high wall along the Alawai, that'd be pretty ugly. But it would serve a purpose.
Exactly. And what the engineers are saying is that this is not a question of if, it's a question of when. They know that this is going to happen. They just don't know when. And they really want to make sure that they're as prepared as possible to prevent significant damage. Which brings us to the story I wrote today, which was that Congress has actually appropriated a significant amount of money in order to make this project actually happen.
Right. And now the city and both the city and state are behind cleaning up the Alawai and doing what we need to do to prevent a flood.
Yes, the governor's supportive. The mayor is supportive. Their share will actually be more than $100 million. So they're going to have to really talk and figure out, you know, how much the city will cover, how much the state will cover, and how they will repay the federal government their share of the project.
Right. And you were talking about potentially a public-private partnership.
Yes, that's something that they're considering. The total cost of the project is $345 million, and Congress has appropriated that amount up front so that the project can get started right away. But there definitely will be a need for the city and state to repay about a third of that.
Right, so it'll be interesting to see what ideas they come up with, maybe some type of commercialism along the canal, which they have talked about for many years. But I know you folks have done a number of stories over the years about the history of the Alawai Canal, dating back to its time in Waikiki when they had to drain the swamp over there. So thanks a lot for joining us today, and folks can read your story today as well as all the past stories on civilbeat.org.